Candlewick on Brilliance Audio presents the unabridged recording of The Magician's Elephant by Kate DiCamillo, performed by Juliet Stevenson.
Chapter 1. At the end of the century before last, in the market square of the city of Baltese, there stood a boy with a hat on his head and a coin in his hand. The boy's name was Peter Augustus Duchesne, and the coin that he held did not belong to him, but was instead the property of his guardian, an old soldier named Wilner Lutz, who had sent the boy to the market for fish and bread. That day in the market square, in the midst of the entirely unremarkable and absolutely ordinary stalls of the fishmongers and cloth merchants and bakers and silversmiths, there had appeared, without warning or fanfare, the red tent of a fortune-teller. Attached to the fortune-teller's tent was a piece of paper, and penned upon the paper, in a cramped but unapologetic hand, were these words: "The most profound and difficult questions that could possibly be posed by the human mind or heart will be answered within for the price of one florin." Peter read the small sign once, and then again. The audacity of the words, their dizzying promise, made it difficult, suddenly, for him to breathe. He looked down at the coin, the single florin in his hand. "But I cannot do it," he said to himself. "Truly I cannot. For if I do, Wilner Lutz will ask where the money has gone, and I will have to lie. And it's a very dishonourable thing to lie." He put the coin in his pocket. He took the soldier's hat off his head, and then put it back on. He stepped away from the sign, and came back to it, and stood considering again.